Their robes billowed and swirled around them as they splashed across the flooded vegetable patch to double herbology, where they could hardly hear what Professor Sprout was saying over the hammering of raindrops hard as hailstones on the greenhouse roof. The afternoon's care of magical creatures lesson was to be relocated from the storm-swept grounds to a free classroom on the ground floor, and, to their intense relief, Angelina sought out her team at lunch to tell them that Quidditch practice was cancelled.
"Good," said Harry quietly when she told him, "because we've found somewhere to have our first defense meeting. Tonight, 8 o'clock, 7th floor, opposite that tapestry of Barnabas the Barmy being clubbed by those trolls. Can you tell Katie and Alicia?"
She looked slightly taken aback, but promised to tell the others. Harry returned hungrily to his sausages and mash. When he looked up to take a drink of pumpkin juice, he found Hermione watching him.
"What?" he said thickly.
"Well, it's just that Dobby's plans aren't always that safe. Don't you remember when he lost you all the bones in your arm? This room isn't just some mad idea of Dobby's. Dumbledore knows about it too. He mentioned it to me at the Yule Ball."
Hermione's expression cleared.
"Dumbledore told you about it?"
"Just in passing," said Harry, shrugging.
"Oh, well, that's all right then," said Hermione briskly, and she raised no more objections.
Together with Ron, they had spent most of the day seeking out those people who had signed their names to the list in the Hogshead and telling them where to meet that evening. Somewhat to Harry's disappointment, it was Ginny who managed to find Cho Chang and her friend first. However, by the end of dinner, he was confident that the news had been passed to every one of the 25 people who had turned up in the Hogshead. At 7:30, Harry, Ron, and Hermione left the Gryffindor common room, Harry clutching a certain piece of aged parchment in his hand. 5th years were allowed to be out in the corridors until 9 o'clock, but all three of them kept looking around nervously as they made their way up to the 7th floor.
"Hold it,"
said Harry warningly, unfolding the piece of parchment at the top of the last staircase, tapping it with his wand and muttering,
"I solemnly swear that I am up to no good."
A map of Hogwarts appeared upon the blank surface of the parchment. Tiny black moving dots, labelled with names, showed where various people were. "Filch is on the 2nd floor, said Harry, holding the map close to his eyes and scanning it closely. "And Mrs. Norris is on the 4th.
"And Umbridge?"
said Hermione anxiously.
"In her office," said Harry, pointing. "Okay, let's go."
They hurried along the corridor to the place Dobby had described to Harry, a stretch of blank wall opposite an enormous tapestry depicting Barnabas the Barmy's foolish attempt to train trolls for the ballet.
"Okay,"
said Harry quietly, while a moth-eaten troll paused in his relentless clubbing of the would-be ballet teacher to watch. "Dobby said to walk past this bit of wall 3 times, concentrating hard on what we need." They did so, turning sharply at the window just beyond the blank stretch of wall, then at the man-sized vase on its other side. Ron had screwed up his eyes in concentration. Hermione was whispering something under her breath. Harry's fists were clenched as he stared ahead of him.
"We need somewhere to learn to fight," he thought. "Just give us a place to practice, somewhere they can't find us."
"Harry," said Hermione sharply as they wheeled around after their 3rd walk past.